Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. To the NutraMedical Report. It is the 3rd of July, and we're one day away from Independence Day. It's going to be an amazing day. We, of course, will not be around, but we will be rebroadcasting the Friday show, hour number one. Hour number three will be Deborah Tavares. Number two will be our wellness hour from last week. Today, of course, the first hour is just health and health issues, but I'm going to talk about a couple of other things. It's really good to hear that Nick Loeb is producing the movie Roe v. Wade, and it'll be coming out here very shortly. I want to interview him on the NutraMedical Report and also on live stream to Vimeo simulcast. I think it's extremely important. I have friends in the Supreme Court Fred Graves, who actually is our legal expert on jurisdictionary, and his basically uptake on this is that it was originally a legal opinion. We know that Ronald Reagan made an error by thinking that the two people were not properly vetted, both Sandra Day O'Connor and Stevens, who actually rescued the Roe v. Wade debacle. This is an obscene situation, which is 3 years later, if they had had ultrasound, it would never have passed. This film is going to unveil the truth of this horror, which was, by the way, spread with the Montreal Protocol around the world. So we paid for abortions in Kenya, the home country of Barack Hussein Obaminator. That's his real name, Obaminator, I call it, like the Terminator from the 25th century. So I hope to have Nick on the show. Having known firsthand what it's like to do abortion, it's called murder, and try to put it behind the white coat or an operating room or whatever, trying to make it look dolled up, it's still murder. And in fact, what's interesting is Nick Loeb, I believe, is the gentleman who is still fighting over a fertilized embryos that are kept in stasis that are actually have been given legal rights and property rights. Now, this is one of the really key issues here. If embryos can have property rights even before they're implanted and become a fetus, or if embryos could be implanted either in another person or an artificial uterus, or even an animal, if you want to be have an animal carrier, do they have the same rights as any other American? It also attributes this to the rights of seniors, because in socialist countries like Canada, Australia, Britain, seniors don't have rights, and if they don't have enough dollars or enough equipment to take care of you, they terminate you. And if you don't think they're doing it in whole hog in these kind of socialist countries, where Bernie Sanders Claus wants to bring national health care, as they say, hang no medicine, these are all tied together, the issue of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, if you're an embryo and you haven't even been implanted yet and you have legal and property rights, what rights do the unborn have that are actually being destroyed? And even here in America, one of only seven nations that actually does abortion right up to the moment of delivery. Barack Hussein Obama even voted for postnatal abortion up to age 3 in the Illinois legislature, believe it or not. So what a monster he is. And continues to be an aggravation in the wings, basically trying to have a third term with Valerie Jarrett, another criminal satanic mind, in an eight-suite compound 3 miles literally from the White House. So what I want to see happening is that when we have people that are pushing incivility like Mad Maxine Waters, even doing crazy things. We talked about this yesterday. She needs help, obviously. And I don't recommend anybody shoot protesters or anything else, although I have had some nasty calls. What I do say is we need to have self-protection, which means the same left people that want to have open borders and get rid of ICE want to take away our guns. No, it's not going to happen. We need a leveler so a small woman or a senior citizen can level the field if they're going to be beaten to death by crowds. And in fact, this situation is out of hand. We can work out a reasonable way of actually, like, you know, reverse tax in the universal health care system that really is health care, that involves functional medicine and testing that's not based on symptoms, and interventional care so that we don't terminate people because they're a certain age. For example, in Ontario, Canada, a few years ago, they actually tried to pass a law in Ontario where if you're a smoker, they wouldn't do a bypass surgery on you, and if you had certain habits, they weren't going to even treat you for cancer. That never passed because they had filed with the Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which, by the way, is a very weak document by comparison to the American Constitution, and these maniacs on the left want to get it. So guess what? We want dialogue, we want civility, and we want people to stop making false accusations, etc. We want also people to start realizing that Roe versus Wade is going to die. It'll probably take a couple of years for it to go through the courts. In the states where they still will do abortions, my guess is 20 to 25 states will actually outlaw it. You'll probably see significant restrictions, especially when the lawsuits stack up and a movie gets much more popular, and Americans realize that it's murder. Part of the reason why we are importing all these people from all these other countries is because our fertility rates drop, not only because biologically our fertility is dropping, sperm counts dropping, testosterone levels dropping, and families are dropping. I mean, we're seeing not just in blacks and Hispanics, but whites. A lot of the children now are born illegitimately. They don't have a daddy in the home. It's an obscene situation, and it's aggravated by the left and the nanny state that wants to keep the fatherless situation so they become patris patria, which basically the state becomes the father, and that's not a good situation. So that deals with that issue. So I'm going to hope to get Nick Loeb on the program sometime next week. I got a big treat next Thursday. We're going to have on the program coming up on the 12th, Mark Taylor, and he'll be talking about the after the 9th, the amazing selection of a conservative judge. Now, I know that Susan Collins and Murkowski are both basically pro-choice Republicans. But to be honest with you, if you're a woman and you're pro-choice, you're eventually going to not realize that in a number of years down hence, when embryos can be grown artificially uteri or even in a donor, like a surrogate mom, that genetic engineering is going to happen with even transfer of genes from different phyla species in general to overcome diseases or to augment human capacities like the X-Men. Unfortunately, a lot of the women that are pushing this don't realize that at some point, the idea of a male and female sex becomes irrelevant. You can actually take a punch biopsy to someone's forearm and make ovum sperm, and it doesn't matter what their original sex is. turns out, for example, males carry both the X and Y chromosome, so you can make any embryo. And this is really a scary thing because people don't realize that it's not a woman's right to terminate a life inside her that's dependent on her. It's not her body. It's the body of a genetically distinct individual that even before they're born, they have legal rights already in the current legal system and property rights. So this is going to end badly for those people who think that this is good. And in a generation down the road, the idea of normal human reproduction, especially if the carbon credit maniac environmentalists get control, they'll allow all reproduction that's considered wild and only allow reproduction in laboratories after they do polar body exclusion of genetic defects and even start in the superclass, augmenting the population to have higher IQs, to interface directly with cybernetic supercomputers, and to do all kinds of weird things that will transcend what is the human race into a weird cyborg mutation. And people think, well, that can't happen. Yes, it will happen. If you don't have a restraint of normal morality, it will most definitely happen because the science is there, and it's not far away either. So let's start becoming more real about this, women and men who support abortion. You're going to find soon you're going to disappear. And whatever replaces human race is not going to be something you're going to be pleasantly happy about. Let's get into some of our amazing nutraceuticals. And by the way, I did a really good video last night, 41 minutes plus with Josh Bernstein. It worked out well. We're learning the technology to get it down good. My newer computer now is having no glitches. Luckily, I'm having a tech computer from my pick people from Data Doctors here in Vista, California. They do a great job. And Al has loaned me his computer. Mine is being rebuilt from the scratch because between bad parts and cyber attacks, I've had terrible times the last 9 months. But it's over now. And so you can log on free to our Vimeo channel. By the way, it's the second link down below, Shop by Products under the A to Z. So you can watch any of the videos free. Now, the Vimeo video is simulcast, so it's basically live. As soon as it goes on, you can actually watch it live. We're also going to just start doing some multi-point conferences where we'll have conference speakers from multiple places that can actually be on there. So on Saturdays, you're going to start to see on the Sabbath, I'll be posting up some scripture and some words of wisdom and questions and answers that we hope that will enrich you. We'll be back in a moment with more on NutriMeds. The launch of our Red Deer Velvet DR is amazing. People are reporting already remarkable body changes to heal, to regenerate. Back in a moment. Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and we're bringing you technology that's unique. Nowhere else in the world will you find the NutriMeds, and especially the new ones that we're launching in technology like epigenetic frequency therapy. Just going to go over some of the featured products. The Vitamin Mineral Max is the only Vitamin Mineral Max or Mix, which is the fruit-flavored powder, that has every one of the nutrients bioactivated and bionutritionally able to jump over gene defects. No other vitamin in the world is like ours. We have, of course, NutriImmune 26Y with 26 immunoglobulins to fight all major human pathogens and transfer to your T lymphocytes the immune ability to fight infection and cancer. We have CardioVasc, this unique formula developed by Sam Abraham to actually protect against plaque, vascular impairment of your blood vessels, which pump two-thirds of the blood away from the heart to the tissues in perfusion, and all the blood flow back to your heart. We have ellagic acid. This is a sacred molecule called the pomegranate, 300 times higher concentration from the terminology chabulia plant to repair your DNA. It works wonderfully with malignant block to prevent cancer. By the way, cancer is a fungus plus other stealth pathogens that cause genetic changes for cells to try to survive. They're survivor cells. We have Red Deer Velvet DR, and this is the first in the world technology. I have patents pending on it. And there will soon be worldwide patents pending on Red Deer Velvet DR. Any stem cell clinic in the world, you must take this if you want the stem cells to work. The best stem cells are hypoxic stem cells made at Stematica in San Diego, and their closest clinic is InnovaStem in Tijuana and Santa Clarita. And we can actually have a limo pick you up, bring you down there, give your stem cells with an IV in the back of your hand, no deep bone marrow garbage or multiplying stem cells for weeks at a special clinic. And stem cells, by the way, don't have to be injected into joints. They simply have to be in your body. But you need the 300 building blocks and six hormones and epigenetic signal plus substance. That's why I've pioneered and will soon have patents on my epigenetic frequency therapy based on research from Linus Pauling and specific patterns of plasma atomic resonance of minerals and amino acids that turn on gene induction, which is a frequency from your telomere to your genes, that minerals and their mineral resonant frequencies are the primary regulators, the black keys of the keyboard of your DNA, called the song of DNA. And no one else in the world has this technology. It's mine. And we have Power C+, the only vitamin C in the world. That's the calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, ascorbate with bioperin. Each one equivalent to 1.5 grams of vitamin C, which is amazing. Turns off all cytokines, including sepsis. If you're septic and get this even by a feeding tube, even if you're, let's say, unconscious or in a controlled state of unconsciousness by IV, if you're in the intensive care unit, this can already turn off septic shock. It's able to stop pathogens, fight cancer, major redox of your tissues and electron density of your cytochromes. There's nothing like it. We also have the Edgar Cayce plasma atomic monatomic iodine. Kills all pathogens, resurrects your mitochondria, and detoxes all halides, fluoride, chloride, and bromide that are feminizing and toxic to DNA and cause DNA crosslinks. This helps reverse it. We have, of course, the amazing sale on now. It started on the midnight Thursday last week on the 28th. It's going to go right through to the 10th. This is the longest sale probably of the year. 7% off on top of previous sale prices and multi-packs. So if you got a 3 or 6 pack, you get that sale price plus the 7%. Plus the free shipping is over $99. Not over $150, but over $99. So in the USA, if you order, and we ship everywhere in the world. We ship to McMurdo, Antarctica. We ship to China, Russia, anywhere in the world. We ship everywhere. So there's no shortage. And by the way, if you want, if you're a health provider, no matter what your qualifications are, you can contact me and I can share my protocols with you. You can order the new supplements if you order a large amount and a professional pricing. We don't give wholesale, but we give you a professional price. Whether it's Neutrodyne or, let's say, your stem cell clinic or your regenerative clinic, or you want top nutraceuticals, you can't change the labels. They have to be our labels. So if people want to reorder, they can order either through directly, because you're going to be helping them in your particular country, or they order through our website, or by calling our toll-free number, 888-212-8871. So we want to assist health providers everywhere, whether you're a chiropractor, naturopath, MD, surgeon, stem cell clinic. It doesn't matter what country you're in. In fact, we have I have consultations that I do around the world, from Malaysia to South Africa to Germany to Central and South America. And Santiago, Chile is one that just pops out that I know. The doctors down there do listen to the show regularly. And it's interesting. I think they're not too far off our time zone on the west coast of California. So that's kind of amazing. And we have, of course, well over 100 and some nutraceuticals. Are all very unique, whether it's glandular support, antioxidant capacity, regenerative capacity, protecting your heart, for example, or CoQ10. Ubiquinol is the most absorbed CoQ10 in the world. We have the only CoQ10 that's not crystallizing, CoQ10 Supreme. We have VascuCare carnitine for your heart. We have supplements to lower blood viscosity and cytokine levels. And you can measure them. We can actually do tests that measure your blood viscosity, cytokine levels at Meridian Valley Labs or Veritas Labs. And I can send the test kits to you anywhere in the world for most of the test kits. Some of the test kits have to be sort of overnighted, so it's not so easy unless you fly here to America to get some of the tests done. Particularly, have to be done the same day. Like, you know, have to be done on a Monday to get in Meridian Valley Labs. But most of the test kits I can send to France or Germany or elsewhere, and they can be there. I can also review by Citrix ShareFile HIPAA-compliant transfer of MRI scans, CT scans, and imaging through their imaging portal. So I provide medical legal consultations literally in every specialty. So no matter what your medical legal issue is, whether it's medical, surgical, chiropractic, whatever, I can review the case and provide a legal analysis of it. I also want to assist the people that are doing medical legal work with Roe versus Wade and other legal cases that are going through the Supreme Court. And there's no such thing as a lack of shortage of solutions. That's why I want dialogue with people, not confrontation. But don't bring it. Don't try to harm me or my family, because I will respond to that. But do realize you can protest all you want. Protest everywhere. Just don't surround any of our government officials like Pam Bondi. Don't try to assault them. And a lot of assaults lately are going on. And I want to see people bring civility back, where they realize we're all Americans. We need, no matter what our skin color is or our background, we need to actually find solutions to problems. And this is something that I want people to realize. We're on the edge of solving the problem of life extension. We have more centenarians now than ever. We want to see the problem of fetal life, where if a fetus, for example, is a tubal pregnancy, they can transfer that tubal pregnancy out to an artificial uterus or even a donor, a mother that can be a surrogate, so the baby can survive. We want to, I think Nick Loeb actually started his journey with fighting over the rights of two embryonic fetuses who were basically kept as an embryonic stage and have legal rights. And that's what probably spurred him to look into the legal background of Roe versus Wade. So that's going to be interesting. And we have, of course, my epigenetic frequency therapy. I'll be licensing the InLight Lumen technology people to use it. It can now, the best way to deliver the electromagnetic and the harmonic resonant entraining frequencies with light, etc., is the Sonic Life Machine, which you can lease. We can arrange that lease for you. The next is, of course, the microcurrent antenna system, which is 350, and you can get some frequencies for specific illnesses. We can provide those to oriental medicine doctors who use electroacupuncture, or doctors who use microcurrent to do a microcurrent frequency through the microcurrent electrodes. So that's possible right now. And we can provide you all the supplements and do metapathia scans as well to find out what's wrong, and then order specific test kits, imaging studies, etc., to confirm it. So I'm building a whole new model of what healthcare should be in the 21st century, which includes quantum biophysics, functional medicine, genetic, epigenetic testing, etc., and imaging studies to confirm what's going on. I'm going to do something a little different today. I'm actually, firstly, you can get a free protocol, starter protocol, just by emailing, even if you never listened to the program or bought a product, by going to contact us at NutraMedical. If you purchase a product, you can get a callback. Do give multiple time windows because I'm so busy. 7 days a week, I'll even be working. I'm doing consultations on the 4th of July, but I will have time off to barbecue. Barbecue is important. 4th of July, and I avoid crowds, by the way, on holidays. I used to work in emergency department so many years, and I always feared the idea of being an emergency department or the burn unit in Georgia, etc., because I always meant a lot more people were going to get trauma, violence, etc., and or bring violence to the emergency department. And believe me, I've had many people over the years that have brought weapons into the emergency department. Luckily, I have nurses also that were well-armed. I remember in Georgia, one black nurse who said, "We like you, Dr. Deagle," and then she kind of patted her purse and said, "What's in there?" She held it up. It was a Magnum 357 with hollowhead dum-dum bolts. I said, "Whoa, I'm going to treat you extra nice." She said, "We like you, Dr. Deagle." I thought, this is funny. And, of course, we pulled out underneath pillows and up people's, you know, boots, etc., things like switchblades and machetes and sawed-off shotguns and new all kinds of stuff that arrives in emergency department despite people being inebriated or under the influence of drugs or recently had a trauma or something else, they bring weapons. Now, I want you to, we're going to go head to toe, and we're going to talk about different protocols. What I've learned through the last 45 plus years since I graduated is that the medical models for most diseases are incorrect. And several things that I've discovered, number one, most doctors don't know enough biochemistry, intermediate metabolism, toxicology, epigenetics, and quantum biophysics. So therefore, they can't actually problem solve. And I believe what I'm a, we call a living pathologist. Most pathologists, when I went to medical school, 99.99% basically were dealing with dead patients or people under a slide or electron microscope or whatever. And they often knew a lot more about the cause of disease states than so-called providers in practice. And that their knowledge would often take decades or even half a century before it actually got into clinical practice. I'll give you an example. Let's start off with the issue of cancer. The best way to think of cancer is aggravated cells that cause genetic changes to lose their cell-to-cell contact. We call the tight junctions, 4-5 angstrom tight junctions. They lose the inhibition of cell-to-cell contact to prevent cells from overgrowing their tissue. They lose what's called a morphogenetic field, which means when you have an eye, you don't want the size of a dinner plate or a pea. You want the size that an eyeball should be. They lose a morphogenetic field that actually tells the cells how to assemble in a way to become a specific organ or organelle. That's number one. Number two, there always is infection. And the primary infection in all cancer is fungus. There also may be stealth viruses that can trigger it off. We now know, for example, a lot of the cancer-inducing viruses were actually introduced in vaccines, like the measles, mumps, rubella from a oncogenic rhesus monkey virus. And many of the vaccines are not only tainted with vaccines that are attenuated viruses that are alive, that persist in body tissue, including the brain or other organs, but they also can mutate or change their genetics over time, especially as your immune system fails. So number one, for cancer, we have to, number one, give you nutraceuticals to repair your DNA and stimulate apoptosis. If the cell is beyond repair, you want the cell to die. And you want to repair the mitochondria as well, so it's called mitophagy. We get rid of old mitochondria and replace them. That's where Nutridyne comes in our new nutraceuticals, like mitothyroid, Nutriodine, the Minerals and Minerals Plus, etc. And I'm working on individual minerals, a new carrier technology, which we use for our NDME and our NutriSilver, which we may use for some individual mineral formulas to add. But you want to have the base minerals in our Minerals Plus, Vitamineral Max or Mix, and our Life Support, which has these, again, Albion chelated protein, amino acid chelated minerals, and the activated forms of nutraceuticals and vitamins, which nobody else, by the way, even in the functional medicine category, has. Metagenics, Designs for Health, Allergy Research, none of them have all of the nutraceuticals bioactivated, bionutritionally available to jump any gene defects. So it doesn't matter if you have a folate, 5-methylfolate reductase, or jumps any gene defects you have. I had a number of people in the last year or so, I'm so overwhelmed, I can't get help. I say, look, we've got superfolate, we've got methyl, our orange-flavored power methyl B12 under the tongue. We have BioWell BR that has the B6, B12, and folate. We have semethyl, activated acetonezolmethionine with 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. No, that's not true at all. In fact, as soon as you take these, the gene defect doesn't matter at all. That's kind of exciting. And also, if you can't do symptom-based medicine, whether it's chiropractic or medical, the problem is you need to be able to do testing to find out if there's muscle imbalances that are going to cause subluxations. I did work with Stu Donaldson for 7 years on that, and I'll be putting up my models. If you get subluxation, you've got the muscle and the countermuscle, or you call the contralateral muscle, is less than 180 degrees in terms of the firing pattern of the muscle. It can easily be identified in a multi-leveled spinal assessment, just with rotating the spine to see if there's an abnormal angular rotational firing pattern of the muscles, which cause torsional forces that sublux vertebrae. I mean, and they're always, by the way, associated with dysautonomia at that specific spinal homunculus level of the autonomic nervous system that shows up in the thermogram. So if you get somebody with coronary spasm or esophageal spasm or abnormal myenteric plexus causing hiatal hernia, it's always causing abnormal movement associated with dysautonomia, where the autonomic nervous system is out of balance. Your autonomic nervous system also regulates the bioconversion of T4 to T3, so each organ and compartment is actually separately regulated, whether it's the internal organs or fat around the organs or even your fat around your skin. Believe it or not, your skin and the Langerhans gates in your skin actually regulates the fat below it that actually makes someone obese. Their metabolism shut off by metabolic shutting off of the conversion of T4 to T3 and putting the cells into what's called metabolic stasis. So a lot of the models we have for disease are wrong. Well, there's only one in 100 people have we call typical hypothyroidism, where they have antithyroid antibodies after they have a thyroid peroxidase enzyme activation caused purely by a virus, like a gland virus or flu virus. And 100 times more actually have type 2 hypothyroidism, where they've got elevated levels of reverse thyroid hormone and decreased, activation of their mitochondria to produce oxidative phosphorylation and ATP and NADH. So the ATP and NADH levels are low. The electron density in the cytochrome is low. The pH is acid or low. As a result, the cells are basically impaired, so they can't generate structural proteins or enzymes. So you can actually see that when we're using things like epigenetic frequency therapy, providing the nutrients, now we have Red Deer Velvet DR, which is far superior to the old Mountain Red Velvet. I talked to Campbell Kilgore and the others and didn't get much cooperation with them for years. Then I realized they were actually going to try to see if they could take my patent, and so I'm patenting it worldwide. And I'm also patenting my other technology, epigenetic frequency therapy and other technologies, so that the stem cell clinics can use it. I want them anywhere to use my technology, so eventually I want to have labs like the one in Wisconsin that is researching at Madison. Their organogenesis micro limbs. So in other words, you might regrow an arm or a leg for some veteran that's had their arm or leg blown off, or regrow a specific organ, or in de novo inside the person, regrow their kidneys. My technology is going to be able to generate what's called the harmonic resonant frequency for the organogenesis, and gene induction for structural proteins and enzymes to play out the coding of how the code of life is actually coded as a hierarchical DNA, stochastic, fuzzy logic neural network that's nonlinear. And there's an advanced mathematics to this that I've worked out years ago, presented it 36 years ago, called phonon maser cytogenetics. And basically what I've researched and found, the Russians have done a lot of work at the Nonlinear Institute with Dr. Nesterov, and some research in China with Dr. Zhu, etc. But my research has gone and stood on their shoulders, and the shoulders of Dr. Linus Pauling and other stereochemists have gone considerably farther. So as Sir Isaac Newton said, you know, the reason why I can see so far is I stand on the shoulders of giants, and I do that. I want to give them credit. We're able to provide you with nutraceutical technology, for example, to reverse periodontal disease. And one of the first things is get a Sinupulse Elite. You can now get, by the way, a Sonic Hair toothbrush and a Sonic air floss system, which is fantastic for flossing between your teeth with jets of air and water. I recommend you put either Nutridyne, a couple drops in it, in each little of the chambers of the Sonic Air flosser, or like I like is the Nutri Silver, and bam, bam, boom, it tears the floss, the plaque right up from under your teeth really nicely. One of the major model deficiencies of the regular medical system is they don't look into the intermediate metabolism, free radical chemistry, and stealth pathogens. For example, chronic asthma is actually associated with elevated leukotriene B4 and D4. Elevated infections like rhinovirus subclass 3 in the specific basket cells in the bronchi. The inflammation can shear off the cilia, so you get a mucus bronchorrhea. Now, if you look at the cause of heart disease, it's actually associated with not only nanobacteria, they're the same bacteria that grow around your periodontal tissues, but also viruses like cytomegalovirus and Epstein-Barr, which, by the way, come up on our test for metapathia scan. And we use antipathogenics like Nutri Defense, Nutrimune 26Y, Nutri Silver, Nutridyne, and Nutrimune, and what we're able to do is Allicin Med, knock out the pathogens and actually see the cytokine levels drop, especially when we had Cell Defense Plus, which is our amazing curcumin product, the most absorbed in the world. Cell Detox Glutathione, in fact, you can open a capsule, grind it up, and get a Sinupulse Elite or an Omron, and inhale acetyl glutathione and Cell Detox Glutathione, and it'll actually reduce the levels of hydroperoxy radical in lung tissue, which causes the airway spasm and bronchorrhea. So, there's some real simple technologies you can use rather than going to steroids, which are dangerous and actually cover up fungal infections in the airways. And the long-term use of beta agonists, such as Ventolin and so on, will actually increase levels of interstitial fibrosis and actually cause fibrous lung changes in the lungs over a period of years. So you don't want to get an interstitial lung disease or a decrease in what's called the velo arterial block, where actually as time goes on over many years, if you're treating your asthma with a beta blocker or an agonist, you're actually going to increase the chances of permanent lung damage. If we look at the bowel, for example, when somebody gets gallbladder, they always have a dysbiosis, a growing E. coli or other pathogens in their gallbladder. In the same way, when we see pancreatitis, the abnormal peristaltic movement of bile and other materials back up the pancreatic ducts, because 45% of the population has abnormal ducts, but they don't get necessarily pancreatitis, there's always a dysbiosis. So we always have small bowel overgrowth. We can do a hydrogen breath test and even testing done. It's a comprehensive digestive analysis. I have a new lab that I'm able to use as well called Diagnostic Solutions Lab, and it even does a DNA probe. This lab does what's called a GI map to specifically look with a PCR of the DNA analysis of the GI microbe. So these are very advanced labs. They're available here in America. The current healthcare system has to be completely reimagined as to what it should be. It should be based on functional medicine, quantum testing first, which narrows it down tremendously, confirmatory tests like DNA, PCR, genetic analysis, imaging studies, etc., heavy metal analysis and stealth pathogen antibody analysis, and then technologies to actually remove those pathogens, to reactivate the DNA with plasma resonant frequencies of the minerals and amino acids, supply the building blocks to help regenerate the tissue and help improve perfusion, things like our cardiovascular and other heart formulas, and prevent plaque formation. It's not elevated cholesterol that's the problem. It's elevated levels of toxic fats and oxidized cholesterol that cause macrophages to die and form foam cells. I remember having a discussion with Dr. Roger Damley 21 years ago when I worked as a locum doctor, internal medicine, intensive care at the Swedish Hospital Medical Center, and I took over the practice of four internists and intensivists. And when I gave my talk, and that's considerably less knowledge than I have now, on what causes heart disease, Dr. Damley says, "My gosh, you're going to ruin our business." Now, he had finished not only a four-year residency in cardiology, but 8 years at Mayo, invasive cardiology and ablation of cardiac conduction pathways of people who have cardiac arrhythmias. And again, when I asked them specific questions about what causes a conduction pathway problem of the conduction pathways in the heart and how you get calcification of those pathways, eventually blockades or reentrant rhythms, he didn't have an answer. Again, the problem is the most important thing is not that you have all the answers, but you ask better and better questions to prove that you really don't understand things. And again, every problem and every paradox is an answer to a question we haven't asked yet. So in a sense, if you're not really truly a philosopher first, you're never going to get wise. You have to be wise first because you have to become ignorant of the fact that you didn't know things beforehand. So all my colleagues that think that you know what causes heart disease or cancer or abnormal peristalsis causing hiatal hernia, which is abnormal myenteric plexus, or biogastritis or stomach ulcers. There was a Nazi doctor that said, hey, I think it might be infection, Helicobacter pylori. Well, we look at other pathogens too. We clear them. We cover coat the stomach with berberstatin and gastroheal zinc carnosine. We clear the pathogens with our living probiotic, Roussel 6 strain from Pasteur Institute. We have the living probiotic Ultra, 100 billion organisms. Living probiotic 15X, which is the, again, the same organisms as the 100 billion, but 30 billion. And we're able to actually clear the pathogens from the body, which, by the way, are not benign. If you've got pathogens that are deconjugating toxins, which are liver conjugated, they're going to re-release and go back to your target origins, causing things like cancer, vascular disease, and dementias across the blood-brain barrier and across increased upregulation of things like the N-methyl D-aspartate receptor, inflammatory cytokines, and free radicals like gamma peroxynitrate, basically in the brain. So you have to understand these things. And when I talk to doctors, I like to ask, because of my Norwegian name, Dekel, ask them some questions, because they really haven't thinking through these problems. And that's why I want to train people to think better, whether you're already a practicing surgeon or chiropractor or naturopath or just a mama that wants to take care of your kids and make sure they don't get antibiotics when they got a virus in their throat, or deal with gut allergies and eliminate things like gluten sensitization, and eat organic food and avoid things that are mislabeled when they call it textured vegetable protein, when actually it's a form of MSG, which is toxic to the brains, especially not only of kids, but of many adults, and actually can cause increased free radical damage. So whether it's osteoarthritis, for example, we recommend Arthritix, which works epigenetically. We have tendon, mender, and joint performance for the tendons around the joint, and tendon and joint performance to regenerate the hydroviscous layer in your glucosaminic glycan cartilage. Now we can add to that our new Red Deer Velvet. And believe me, I started it last week. I am amazed. In fact, I had to back off. The dosages were so powerfully stimulating me, I had to drop from 3 twice a day down to 2 twice a day, because it was like, whoop. Hey, you don't need to sleep much. In fact, last night I had taken 3 yesterday, twice yesterday, and I was up in the middle of the night doing my recutting up my files for Red State Talk Radio, which, by the way, we added a few weeks ago. So late night from 10 to 12 Eastern, you can listen to the show 7 days a week. We're also doing a lot more videos over on live stream video to Vimeo. Those, by the way, are all free. I'll be doing multi-site conferences. By the way, those will be all set up. And I think I'm just going to make it all free. I'm not going to charge you anything for them. So if we have a conference on a specific topic, we're also going to open it up so people can ask reasonable questions, because if it's not reasonable, it won't be answered. So I have a text area where you can actually text back specific questions you have to our panel. I'll be putting up as well many more videos, as you'll see, on all different products. Right now I put up a pile over the last few weeks, and I'll be editing those up. But all of the products will have new videos exposed over at Vimeo. I don't want to slow down our NutriMedical.com channel, so they're all over at Vimeo. We will have some over on live stream, over on YouTube as well. By the way, when we post up our shows after the show, and I've been able to cut it up and get it all kind of doctored up, it goes to TuneIn, iTunes. You can get it by email. You can get it to Spreaker and Patreon. The shows are basically available everywhere, and they're free. And the most important thing is I'm also going to try to add a new technology, which I'm working with the Dragon Dictate, to actually not only be able to search by certain search words, which I'm very good at cross-indexing, but I'm also going to add an audio search engine technology, which I'm developing, and I think I may even patent it, because no one else in the world has done this. It allows social media and so on people to use audio search transcription to actually find specific keywords and bring your tag directly to the right place where you want to listen to start listening to the first or second or third or tenth incidence of a specific word or phrase. So that technology I'm working on, and I hope to have in the collaboration with Dragon Dictate and the dictation company, so that that will become available sometime in the next year. So I'm an inventor. I mean, I invent lots of stuff, and I want to invent your health for this summer. Be the first summer you don't age another year. Get our Red Deer Velvet DR and our epigenetic frequency therapy. You can get the antenna system right now, the Sonic Life. And if you really want to find out what's wrong with you, get a consultation and a menopausia scan. Now, people can have it. I can do that at a distance, or I can have you literally fly in here to Vista and you get a day with Dr. Bill. We'll even take you to dinner. If you do the full meal deal, you and your husband getting a menopausia scan and see my laboratory, like Dexter's lab, to see all my fancy whiz-bang and technology and equipment. Back in a moment, hour number two with Amy from Legacy Foods. Jim Cole introduced me to Sonic Life and CBD and nanotech oil. John W. Spring with the latest updates. While North Korea is scrambling, they're actually increasing hardening of their nuclear materials. Not good. Back in a moment.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.